Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland, wishing a very unhappy birthday to Plaid Cymru, which celebrated its 100th birthday. Was it just 3 days ago? The Party of Wales is how it translates. So it's founded above a shop in a small town in Wales. And it wasn't initially about breaking up the United Kingdom, but now their ambition is to split up the UK. Now, loyal viewers of my channel, many millions of you, will be aware that I'm a United Britisher. I want to make the connection between Ireland, Wales, Scotland and England to achieve the oneness of the British Isles without taking away the individuality of the constituent countries of the United Kingdom. If they're countries, provinces, I don't mind. That's it. So as it was at Mark Drakeford, the former Labour First Minister of Wales, said that Plaid Cymru was a party of protest, not a party of government. But that might be changing. The party was founded in Pwllheli, is becoming a serious party. And so they were seen as lunatic fringe until the 1970s, then winning a couple of by-elections, having a Westminster presence all the while. They campaigned in that March 1979 referendum for the establishment of a Welsh assembly for devolution with the United Kingdom. They thought it was step one, step two being leaving the UK altogether. That didn't happen. Although, perhaps counterintuitively, they're ardent Europhiles, which is completely contradictory. I mean, independence within Europe. Well, you can have independence even by the European Union, you can't be both. Now, being in the European Union may be a many splendid thing, but you're not independent. You're part of a larger body, and there's a parliament there which makes laws which you have to obey, even if every single person in your country is against it. So otherwise, it's been a leftist party often attacking Labour from the left, and wanted the promotion of the Welsh language, because until the 90s, Welsh was an optional subject in Welsh schools, and then everyone has to do Welsh GCSE, even if they're not Welsh. So better more in the Cymrophone rural regions of Northern Wales. But they made some serious inroads into South Wales, which was previously a Labour bailiwick. So they're sort of unilateralists on nuclear weapons and things like that. They wanted to reduce the voting age to 16, some anti-monarchist and so on. But things are actually looking up for them, partly because Labour's so unpopular. Now, Eleanor Morgan, she came in, was its first minister over a year ago. And bizarrely, I happened to meet Vaughan Williams at Oxford Railway Station by chance a couple of months ago. And she said, oh, much of Wales feels left behind. Now, whose fault is that, considering that Labour has governed Wales for 26 years? Now, okay, sometimes they've had to be coalition. Sometimes they've had to prop up the Labour Party when Labour was the biggest party in Wales, but didn't have a majority in the Welsh Assembly or Welsh Parliament, as it was in from 2020. And so on. So we're led by the redoubtable Leanne Wood for a while, an anti-monarchist social worker, and so on. They're very right on the gay issue, on the issue of transgenderism, and so forth. They're quite optimistic about the forthcoming elections. Labour's very badly, and Plaid Cymru, though, they've wanted to encourage the usage of the Welsh language, and they've achieved success amongst that. I mean, a measure of their success is that Labour now has called itself Welsh Conservatives since the noughties. Conservatives, Welsh Conservatives, not just Conservatives, and then Welsh Liberal Democrats. In South Britain, these parties don't call themselves English, whatever. In some opinion polls, Plaid Cymru is only just behind Reform UK. One opinion poll, they're ahead. It shows that they would get 35 seats, so be the biggest single party out of 96 seats. So not enough to govern on their own. Would have to have a coalition with Labour, but they would be the senior partner, possibly confidence and supply. So if they're not going to be the biggest party, they'll be the second biggest party. So, you know, the tip to get something like 30% of the vote, you know, you go back to the 90s, they're getting about 10% of the vote. So people are voting for them partly because they want to leave the United Kingdom, but often their disaffected Labour voters are sending a message that Labour's not doing well enough on the economy. They don't like the benefits cuts and so forth, that they don't think that there should be any control of immigration, or the opposite going to Reform UK is that they think, come on, you've got a grip, there's massive scale illegal immigration and we can't cope, and it's, you know, crushing the public sector, you know, public services. Labour is facing a disastrous result in Wales. Up until now, Labour's won everything in the Principality for a century. Everything, everything, everything. Westminster elections, European elections when they had them, local elections, Welsh parliamentary elections, and for the first time, Labour is going to lose. And not just that, looks like they're going to come third. But, I always quote that Labour Prime Minister Harold Wilson, a week is a long time in politics. And we're looking forward to, is it next May? So therefore, goodness, how many months is that? Like 9 months is almost an eternity. Anything can happen at backgammon. Somehow things go right for Wales. A big scandal, so Labour in Wales, a big scandal in Plaid Cymru. Reform UK has some terrible bust up, whatever. So, Labour could hang on, but it doesn't look like it. To win six on the trot is impressive, but seven on the trot, I mean, you're going to need to defy political gravity for so long. What goes up must come down. So it looks like they might actually win. And they realised they had to expand their base beyond those who are native speakers of Welsh. And that's why Rhun Ap Iorwerth, forgive me if I mispronounce his name, says that we've got to appeal to those who don't speak Welsh as their native language. A lot of women in the party. Dafydd Wigley was their leader for many, many years. He's now been ennobled and he's in the House of Lords. And he was their MP for Caernarfon, do I pronounce it correctly, from 1974 until 2001. Goodness. So they're able to steal Labour's clothes. Surprise, there's maybe not a far left challenge. You thought in Wales it's more significant because you'd think that Jeremy Corbyn's party were there because, communism in the valleys was not seen as kind of as unacceptable as it was elsewhere, So up until now, like 15% of the vote was like their best result, but they're looking like they're going to double that. A lot to look forward to under Rhun Ap Iorwerth. Goodness. So their policies, they obviously they wanted Wales to remain within the United Kingdom, sorry, within the European Union, despite actually majority of people in Wales voting to leave. I mean, it's only 51%, narrower than in South Britain. So what do you think? Are they any good? Will they win? They've been able to build up in local councils, win control of some local councils. Like was it Anglesey they held and from there going on to win parliamentary seats. So it looks like they're going to expand beyond their usual strongholds in North Wales and win some suburban, maybe even some urban areas. So it's a bit like when there was a big breakthrough by the Scottish National Party in Scotland in 2016, sorry, 2015, ironically after they lost that referendum to break up the United Kingdom. Well, anyway, so don't want good news for them, but I recognise looks like that their day is going to come. Send a message to Labour. All right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the name PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.